John chapter 8, verse 33. They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" They thought in terms of genetics and inheritance, and despite the contrary, that they had been ported off to both Babylon and Assyria and were dominated by the Greeks and then currently the Romans. And Egypt stuck its neck in there a couple of times too in the past. Still, they think they are free and they are not. But Jesus says this, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin." This is how it is. One does not sin and thereby become a quote-unquote sinner. One is a sinner, therefore one does sins. It is not the other way around. It is not that one does a sin which makes him a sinner. It's that we all are sinners, therefore we sin. Who can save us from this horrible inheritance from Adam himself? Thanks be to God for Jesus Christ who has saved us. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul, here on Worldwide KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.